The famous Renaissance painting, Birth of Venus, has truly proven itself to be timeless. The image of the nude goddess on a clamshell has been appropriated and satirized countless times since the original was painted 500 years ago. The artist was Sandro Botticelli. Now a major traveling exhibition tells the artist's story. It's a collaboration between the Muscarelli Museum of Art in Williamsburg, Virginia, and the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports the show features a number of works rarely seen outside Italy.
Botticelli's best-known work, that image of Venus on a giant clamshell, has been riffed on by everyone from Andy Warhol to Lady Gaga to The Simpsons.
Mama, what's the matter?
Didn't you never seen a naked chick riding a clam before?
You steal from the masters. I'm not going to pretend that we did anything less than that.
David Merkin produced that episode of The Simpsons. The Last Temptation of Homer has the character fantasizing about his ideal woman, and his imagination goes to Botticelli's Venus.
Her hair is blowing in the wind. It's exactly the way you would set up a film shot of a gorgeous woman.
Merkin pokes fun at the iconic image, but says he truly loves it.
I think it's incredibly effective in terms of what it's actually trying to do. Its sensuality is amazing. I don't know where he came up with the idea of her riding on a clam. I mean, that's the funniest part of it.
Few people know much about Botticelli, say the curators of the new exhibition. They're trying to change that with help from another Venus that's a focal point of the show.
Okay.
Two handlers in white gloves carefully hang the life-size painting.
Bellissima. Bravo. Looks great.
That's Museum of Fine Arts curator Frederick Ilchman.
She sums up so much about Botticelli's attitude, his yearning to express ideals of beauty in human form.
The exhibition is called Botticelli and the Search for the Divine. The artist painted this solitary Venus in the 1480s, after the more famous Birth of Venus. She's similar in pose, but her torso's strong contours and pale skin are covered with a sheer top. Her hair is red and tightly braided, not blown by the breath of angels, making her more earthly than godlike.
It's not just he's doing a kind of new subject matter, the life-size human nude, but that he's painting it with a new level of subtlety.
Ilchman says this Venus helps us understand Botticelli's quest for divine beauty. He walks to another of the two dozen paintings in the exhibition, one that shows the influence of the Renaissance and its search for knowledge, a portrait of the Virgin Mary and Christ child reading a book.
In the second half of the 15th century in Florence, there was a new appreciation of ancient art, that is Greek and Roman statues. And what I think is so remarkable is just how consistent his ideal of female beauty is.
Botticelli's pursuit of realistic-looking divine beauty came to a halt after France invaded Florence. A Dominican friar named Savonarola took over the city. Muscarelli Museum of Art chief curator John Spike conceived of this exhibition and says Savonarola's followers collected and burned books and paintings deemed indecent in the 1497 bonfires of the Vanities.
We know that Botticelli was considered the best painter of beautiful nude women in the city of Florence. So everyone supposes that his works were burned in this way.
Somehow, the Venuses survived. But the deeply pious Botticelli believed Savonarola's teachings, and the artist was traumatized when the fanatic himself was burned on a pyre. Botticelli became reclusive, inward, more devout.
His last works become neo-medieval, flat, no details, no attempt to represent the human figure under the drapery.
The mood becomes somber, the warmer colors disappear, and says the MFA's Frederick Ilchman, the eyes of the figures don't make contact with the viewer.
The sort of come hither or the welcome you see with a Venus. These later paintings by Botticelli seem to be more hermetically sealed. They're not expressive in the same way, but full of powerful emotion.
When the exhibition debuted in Virginia, John Spike says two people fainted.
Great works of art yearn to be understood. There's a wonderful word for yearning in Italian. It's bramare. Yearn to be understood, and we, the spectators, yearn to understand.
And if visitors to the Museum of Fine Arts Boston yearn to understand more, they can buy one of the exhibition's thick catalogs in the gift shop, or maybe a pair of Venus socks. For NPR...